Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's the afternoon show, but yet it's not. No Ike, no Spike, no Fritz.
Mm-hmm.
John Johnson, Al Morgani, Justin D'Orazio.
And you came in way too early. You didn't wait for the beat to drop on the song.
They milk this out.
Spike always waits for the beat to drop. Before him, everybody always did, yeah.
All right, well, I didn't do that.
A little prep work goes a long way, John.
Yeah, it's like a colonoscopy.
I suppose I should talk about the latest. Should I tell everybody I'm not wearing deodorant? Is that the next step?
I know.
Welcome back, everybody. We're in for afternoon guys this week. Joining us on the line, there's a lot of Eagles information to sift through in preparation for Sunday's game. Nice enough to join us. He's not only the Eagles reporter, but manager, editor-in-chief of Bleeding Green, Brandon Lee Gowton. What's that? What's going on there, Brandon?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're doing good. All right. So I guess, Brandon, we'll start right here. The news just came out officially. That Jalen Hurts is out, still in concussion protocol, that Kenny Pickett will be the starter. My only question, because we saw this coming, should I be a little surprised they did it on a Friday as opposed to Saturday? Is there a big deal here? Like, should I look into it beyond what I am?
No, I think part of the protocol is Jalen Hurts or any player in the protocol like being able to practice and then seeing how they respond to that day of practice as they advance through these multiple stages of this protocol. So the fact that he didn't, even practice at all this week, that was automatically just kind of disqualifying.
Right. So now that we know Kenny Pickett officially is going to be the guy under center, I've been debating with Al, being that it's a football Friday, we can focus in on the game itself. We'll get into Dallas in just a moment, but even though they have nothing to play for, they've won 4 or 5. And I don't think it will be a cakewalk for the Eagles because they have their backup quarterback in who's also dealing with some type of rib injury. How do you feel about Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, their injury certainly doesn't make me feel amazing. And the fact that the Eagles have a third-string quarterback in Tanner McKee who, I thought did some nice things in the preseason games and then in training camp, which I was there for every day. I think there's already kind of a debate who it should be when they're both healthy. If one of them is not healthy, that kind of, makes me think it should be the guy who is healthy. Look, the expectation here, when you trade for Kenny Pickett, the Eagles gave up real draft ammo to do so. And you look at the line here, the Eagles are 7-point favorites at home. Like, the expectation should be, I'm not saying it's guaranteed to happen, but we should reasonably expect them to be able to win this game, even if it's a backup quarterback.
Are you surprised? I know you did a poll on this, and many of my colleagues at WIP did, just for fun, but it's because of social media, people get all up in arms about it. When you did a poll with Jalen out, should it be Kenny Pickett or Tanner McKee as the starter? Most polls, including yours, had Tanner McKee winning the poll. Is there something more to this?
I think there's some, the backup's always better, just because it's the unknown, so you could think he could be better. But I think that's fair because I think you look at Kenny Pickett and he has experience in this league for sure. But what do you really point to that you feel good about in terms of his skill set? I don't really know what stands out there. I think part of what gets Kenny Pickett in trouble at times is kind of playing a little bit not within himself and not fully playing and understanding his limitations. Whereas Tanner McKee, by contrast, I think kind of is able to understand those things and plays accordingly and, plays in structure instead of trying to force the issue a little bit. So, I think it's close, but I just, from all the work I've seen, again, practice, training camp, I'm more intrigued by Tanner McKee.
With Kenny Pickett come Sunday, are you one of the things I've been debating with Al, the only thing that concerns me Sunday, we know the Eagles are the superior team, and if Jalen Hurts is playing, I think it's a non-compete. Starters can rest in the fourth quarter, but it's obviously not going to be Jalen Hurts. It's going to be Kenny Pickett. And if I'm Dallas, what I'm doing is I'm stacking the box, I'm limiting Saquon, I'm saying, Kenny Pickett, beat us. Brandon, should I be, what should my level of concern be that Kenny Pickett can beat them with his arm?
Yeah, I mean, it should be, you know, enough to have serious issues and concerns. Not enough to be, they have no chance, they don't have a prayer, but it's hard to say in terms of, like, coming off of this injury. You know, it's one thing he suffers the injury in that game against Washington. You know, you still have the adrenaline going. You know, this is a whole different thing to, you know, shut him down and then, you know, have this wrap around his ribs and everything. So, you know, I am concerned. I think that's exactly what the Cowboys will do. I think, in fairness, I think the Eagles, you know, obviously have more time to prepare for that. Like, they didn't in game and weren't seemingly willing to adjust in terms of the different kind of runs they could do. More kind of just like being like, okay, we're not really adjusting, even though Jalen Hurts isn't in the game. So I expect them to have a better plan, but I do have questions about Kenny Pickett and his ability to throw the ball. I had them when he was healthy, and I certainly have even more if he's not 100%.
If you're Kellen Moore, are you giving him the option of the RPO, or are you just designing plays and saying, please run this play? Do you want Kenny Pickett to make decisions at the line?
No, not as much. I think you have to do it more than literally zero times. You know, to keep the defense honest, but certainly not, shouldn't be the bread and butter plan.
Yeah. When it comes to the Eagles defense, the performance by the defense, it's so bizarre, the Washington game. They allow 22 points in the fourth quarter, yet somehow force 5 turnovers. I've never seen anything like that before. Do you have any concern whatsoever that the defense won't return to what it was prior to the Washington game come Sunday?
I have zero concern. And I think, like, this defense has earned the benefit of the doubt in that regard. And I know they allowed 22 points in the fourth quarter, but, like, they had the game won. Like, they did. They got that key stop that they needed to give the offense a chance to close it out. And if Devontae Smith doesn't drop a wide-open pass, they do. So, like, you know, I know, obviously, the Commanders get the ball back. Certainly they weren't helped, too, by the Eagles special teams unit giving the defense short fields, or the Commanders offense short fields all day. So I'm not saying that doesn't count, but it's just like they made the game-winning play. I have a hard time saying all this goodwill that they've built up should be undone by that.
Yeah. The one thing that does worry me about the defense, though, because it's a multi-week thing now, some of the players who are, they're edgy, and some can, that edginess can turn into undisciplined play and then stupidity. We saw with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson getting tossed, whether it was fair or not. Like, when you know you're riding that line and they give you warnings, you can't cross that line, and he got tossed. But the other player who's, I guess, just as important, if not more, Jalen Carter and some of the undisciplined play. Should I be looking at Vic Fangio and saying straighten that out, or I go straight to Nick Sirianni here?
Yeah, I think there's coaching points here, and I think ultimately that falls on the head coach and the messaging and whatnot, and when, how to learn from this past game. So you have to take that into account. Overall, I'm going to say that, like, playing with this edge, I think, is a net positive. I think it's going to provide more value to this team than not. Maybe there is some downside, but I will live with that downside.
Yeah.
If the upside is they're not going to, like, you let people shove them around and walk all over them, I think that'll kind of ultimately be good in the long run. So obviously got taken to an extreme in the Commanders game, and I'm thinking expecting them to kind of iron that out.
Come Sunday, who's the game more on? Is it Kenny Pickett or Kellen Moore?
I think it's on – that's a good question. I think it's on Kenny Pickett in terms of, like, the way the Eagles lose this game is if he's just turning the ball over left and right. He doesn't have to go out and throw for 300 yards. I think this defense is going to be up for the challenge this week. I mean, they already had a great game against Cooper Rush earlier this year, and that was when he had CeeDee Lamb with him, unlike he does now.
Mm.
I think as long as he doesn't go out and actively lose this game for the Eagles, and, you know, I think that's ultimately on him, his decision-making, I think the Eagles have a really good shot to win this game. So I will say ultimately it's on Kenny Pickett to just not lose the game for them.
I find it interesting. It's my final question, that they should win the game. you didn't sound like a lot of our callers, like Al has. That, oh, come on. Will you stop it,
no
John?
Worries.
Stop being worried. Fourth quarter, you might
Dallas
be able to rest.
Stinks.
You can rest some of the starters. First of all, wait a minute. Brandon, I'm sorry. Second to last question. Why? There's no sense to this. Why is Dallas winning games now?
I mean, I think part of it, you know, they got Micah Parsons back. That's a really big deal. He's a great player, even though everyone hates him and shit. And I just, you know, they played some teams, too, that haven't been amazing. I did think that was a good win over the Bucks. I've thought highly of the Bucks, who always give the Eagles
issues. The one team I was worried about the Eagles playing in the playoffs.
For sure. I think part of it, too, they had some bad luck early in the year in terms of they just had so many – They were really down in the turnover differential department to a point where, like, it wasn't going to keep up like that all year. So they're kind of bouncing back a little bit in that regard. Again, they've had some injuries. Getting Parsons back was big. So, I do think they are bad. And, again, losing CeeDee Lamb is huge for them. So I certainly think that takes their offense and you know, creates a huge issue for them.
All right. So come Sunday, 1 o'clock, Lincoln Financial Field. How do you see this game playing out? Is it a tight game throughout? Does it come down to the final 4 or 5 minutes of the fourth quarter? Or do the Eagles run away with it?
Yeah, I think it's kind of ugly. I think it's like, oh, my gosh. Because, look, I, for some reason, I watched a lot of Kenny Pickett last year on the Steelers. I think it was because the Eagles were on, you know, every, like, prime time. It felt like every single week, all these night games, late games they had last season. And for whatever reason, I'd be checking out the 1 o'clock slot where the Steelers were often playing. And it was just a brutal watch. I mean, it was really just a slog to watch Kenny Pickett. And, you know, I saw that in training camp, and I saw that in the preseason games. And I just, and we saw some of that last week. I just feel like, you know, it doesn't really look pretty when he's in there. It doesn't mean they can't win, but I just think it's kind of going to be a slog. I do think the Eagles win, but I think it's just not going to be very exciting, kind of aesthetically pleasing football.
What do you think? I know I kept saying last question. What did Howie see in him? I feel very similar to how you feel. Howie knows more than both of us, but I am still baffled at why he went to giving up draft capital to acquire him.
Well, I think there's some of the shine. You know, they did pre-draft work on him leading up to that draft. So, that, you know, I remember Howie, I think, went to like a big Penn State Pitt game, I believe it was, in person. So, you know, like some of that, you just kind of have your old scouting reports that you kind of lean on and maybe overvalue, I would say, and not really giving enough context to how he looked in Pittsburgh and kind of being like, well, if we just get him here, the better weapons, supporting cast, like he'd be different. And I think that kind of went into it because, yeah, I don't think there really is that one thing you kind of point to like that he does well other than, again, he's played in the NFL and he has experience. Like that's kind of the only thing I look at.
Okay. Brandon Lee Gowden, Eagles reporter, manager, editor-in-chief, Bleeding Green. Follow him on Twitter if you don't already, at Brandon Gowden. Brandon, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
It's hard for him to get to be very negative. It's like even being worried is like, yeah, but in the end, it should be like they
because
should
the Eagles are so much better.
Yeah, it's pretty the equation's like this team's better than that
But you know something, though? He didn't make me feel better. Because he brought up the same points that I did, that he says the only way the Eagles either lose this game or it's very close in the end is because of Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, if he turns the ball over.
If he turns the ball, right, and his story, I mean, if he's passing for a touchdown, he's going to throw an interception. That's what the history of his career says. George in Maryland, on WIP. Hey, George.
Hey, what's going on, John? How you doing today?
Good, thank you.
How you been, George?
Yeah, you know, I usually get you when I'm coming to work. You got me when I'm coming home. Hey, John.
Yeah.
If you're not scared of a guy that wears two gloves, you shouldn't be. You ain't watching what I think. You know what I mean?
I'll never understand that whole thing. I mean, hey, listen, he's still an NFL player. He's better a quarterback than I'll ever be. I don't know if I could ever. Al, the two gloves thing. I don't get it.
It shouldn't hurt, but it doesn't make much sense. It shouldn't hurt anything.
I mean, they're not thick enough to where they're adding length to his fingers.
Well, you're not going to throw it the other hand anyways. I mean, whole hand, I don't.
But it's two gloves.
I know. That's what I'm saying. What's the difference in the other? Like, why would you even golf with? I mean, I don't understand it.
You golf with two gloves?
No.
Oh, well, No,
just in the rain. I guess if it rained, maybe, but no, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Unless you think they're going to call a Philly special.
Well, anyway, George, go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, you know, he threw 13 touchdowns and 13 interceptions last year.
Yeah.
You know, people sitting there thinking that this guy is something that he ain't. You know what I mean? He's a guy that has not played in a big game, and this is a big game. It's probably the biggest game he ever played in. You know what I mean? Because this is a big game, and I don't know how he's going to react to this. And the only way the Eagles can lose is him throwing interceptions. What do you think about that?
I agree with you. Well, but this is the thing, though, George. You know, all Dallas has defensively, if they just want to play spoiler and just try to beat the Eagles, all they have is, all right, fill everybody in the middle. We're going to try to prevent Saquon from doing something and daring Kenny Pickett to beat us with his arm. And that's where my concern comes in and the fear of it being a ugly, close game at the end.
People don't even get it, though. They act like they didn't see this guy throw a bad interception already. You know what I mean? Really bad. The one that led to the comeback, really. Yeah. You know what I mean? That team was dead until he threw that interception.
So, George, how do you see Sunday's game playing out?
Just like you, Johnny. Going to be a tight one. Mm. Kenny, I watched him. The guy, he just don't have it. You know, he doesn't have
He's
it.
A backup.
He doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't have it, and he doesn't react well to the defensive changes, and you know he throws a lot of interceptions. Mm-hmm. So it's going to hopefully Saquon can get off, and we don't have to rely on that guy.
Yeah,
but I see it the same way you see it. It's going to be an ugly, tight game, and we win.
I hope George have a good weekend, man. It's good catching up. I don't care how ugly it is; just win the game. Because that way, week 18, we could say, I don't care about this Giants game. It doesn't mean a whole lot of anything. I don't know how. So there is a chance the Eagles, even if they win on Sunday, there's a chance they don't get the number two seed. I don't know how that's possible. They definitely get locked in the number two seed if they win over Dallas. Because they clinch the division and they'll have, what, how many wins do they have right now? Hold on a minute.
I don't know, sneakily Minnesota. I mean, that
well, Minnesota North... would be the wild card, though, so they can't be. You go with your four division winners first. Eagles would be their 13th win. They'd be 13-3 with a victory. And you go the division winners first, followed by the wild card teams. And that's why, like, Tampa Bay or Atlanta would end up being the four, because they would win whichever one of them ends up at the top of the NFC South would win the division. Even in the West, they would be three or four. So whether it's Minnesota, Detroit, or Green Bay, you know, whichever of the two of those three don't win the division, they'd end up being, you know, 5, 6, or 7. Well, 5 or 6, probably. Steve in Willow Groves on WIP. Hey, Steve.
Yo, Double J. How are you?
I'm all right. Got any plans this weekend?
Just to relax.
Just relax. Well, you're a man about town. You guys aren't going anywhere?
Well, she has to heal. You got to chill. You got to take it easy.
Maybe a nice dinner?
Oh, always. Yeah, that goes without question.
All right.
You know, I make reservations and we go. That's all that matters.
So, Steve, weird question. Christmas is over now. You have the Christmas tree that's up year-round. Come January the 1st, like, do you go from the festive multicolor lights to white lights? Do you...
Go red. Get ready for Valentine's Day.
You switch them over to red. Do you change
the... It has the switch. No, the switch on. I can adjust the light. Different colors, blinking, or whatever.
Do you change the ornaments?
So we'll go... No, we'll just add some love fest to it. That's all. Some hearts and stuff.
I'm so envious in a way. Al, Steve, in his household, they enjoy the Christmas tree so much, they keep it up year-round.
It's a fake tree, I assume.
Yes, Al, it's a fake tree.
Well, you never know. Christmas tree's on fire. Burning down the house. Who sang that? Holly Golightly?
No, it wasn't. What?
Yeah, that, you've never heard that
Burning
Christmas song?
Burning down the house isn't...
No. The Christmas tree's on fire? That's a great Christmas song.
The Christmas tree's on fire?
Oh, yeah, it's a great Christmas song.
I don't think I've ever heard that song.
Oh, it's awesome.
Oh, all right.
It's a great song.
We got Al driving cars into the river, and he's talking about lighting up Christmas trees. What do you think, JJ?
Listen, this
we
is
call
the...
him, what do we call him? Mad Dog Morgani? M&M?
Oh, well, he hasn't even shared the story about putting rocks in snowballs yet. I mean, Al's got so many stories. I mean, it's terrifying.
It's a fun childhood.
Just don't, you know, and in adulthood, don't check the trunk of his car.
Hatchbacks now.
John.
Yeah.
Here's the podcast. You ready?
What's up?
You, Al, and Ricky.
I don't know. That'd be like, I would just be playing moderator. It would be story upon story. Al's already got a great podcast, by the way. He and Ashlyn Sullivan. What's the name of the podcast,
Al? South Philly Sauce.
Yeah, it's a big-time Flyers podcast for Odyssey.
I know, but I'm talking about real-life funny stuff, though. That's true, you know, that really occurred.
Nah. Al would be put in jail.
Nah, I just did what the average kid did back in the day.
Yeah.
Nothing special.
No, excuse me. No average kid put rocks in snowballs.
Oh,
guilty!
Yes, they did.
What do you mean, yes, they did?
Oh, absolutely.
Steve, you know, roll.
Hey, Al.
Go ahead.
Hey, Al.
Yo.
So when you were young, what we used to do, we used to have BB gun fights. You just don't aim at the head.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I mean, it was you know, whatever.
What? So, what, like pump action BB guns? Like, you're limited to two pumps?
A little.
No. Just no headshots, John.
Oh, my God.
It's like you trusted each other back in the day. It's like hockey. You didn't wear helmets. Nobody shot the puck up at your eyes. It just didn't happen.
Yeah, but he's talking about a BB gun.
Yeah.
By the way, with the snowballs, I guarantee you were headhunting.
No.
With the rocks, no headhunting.
No.
Friend got you real mad, messing with your girlfriend.
Nobody hit you in the head.
Huh.
Hey, John, those snowballs had to be ice balls.
Ice balls, those were the worst. Those were worse than rocks.
Yeah,
the rock used to fall out of the snowball if the snowball wasn't wet enough.
That ice is awful.
Yeah,
that'll cut you, too.
I know. That's the idea. Blood.
What the hell? Anyway, Steve, this Sunday, my only concern, which is why I think it's going to be a close game, is the quarterback of the Eagles.
I think people get a little too, because
of the history of backup quarterbacks in this town, they might be seeing something they're not.
I know, and they are. But before I answer that question, real fast, guys, you know, the NFL eventually will be on every single day of the week. You know that's coming.
That is their goal. They would love that. It may not be every single week of the football season.
During a football season, every day, there will be a football game on.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they can pull off a Wednesday game, they can certainly do it again, and they can do every other day of the week. Steve, excuse me. Correct Al Morgani here. 1 o'clock is the best time for a game, right?
Oh, that's the perfect time for a game.
You're damn right it is. Mm. All right, how you feel about Sunday?
I feel good. It'll be okay. Listen. The defense is just going to eat this quarterback up for Dallas. And again, Barkley runs, we win. If Barkley doesn't run, then it'll be shaky, but we still win.
I hope. Have a great weekend, Steve. I hope you're right. 215-592-9494. I see Andy and Deford and Chuck and Ken and Mark and John and everybody else. Gentlemen, stay right there. I got your calls coming up. But first, it has been a while. We did this briefly yesterday, but now it's much more organized.
What is it?
Ask Al. Questions about sports, about life. Al, maybe even about love.
No interest. No interest.
Well, you don't get a choice. We just ask you the question, you have to answer it.
Okay.
Ask Al is coming up next. It's 424. All right, Al, I'd like to thank the WIP listeners and those who follow us on social media for providing a multitude of questions to which I narrowed them down to three.
Okay.
I have one about sports.
Sports.
One about music. And one about topical news.
Topical news.
So I'll start with the sports.
I'm not good in that, but...
Al,
yeah.
Do fans overrate or underrate Jalen Hurts?
Underrate.
Underrate?
Yes.
Because
he's a star quarterback. I told you, third downs, when difference-making plays, he makes a difference. That's how you should judge your quarterback.
Did you feel differently about him following a handful of performances this season where a lot of that was in doubt?
Yeah, when he was turning the ball over. He had a bad stretch of games. He turned the ball over. He can't turn the ball over.
Mm-hmm. And even when he didn't, when he was playing, he was much more safe with the ball. He played within their system.
Well, I mean, you got to look at it. He's had a lot of offensive coordinators. He's got a coach that, look, for him to have navigated this thing with the coach the way he has is impressive to me.
Yeah.
Because there was obviously something going on and what you're calling, what's going on. And then to have navigated the thing with the wide receiver to keep that under control was pretty cool to me. And to have just, he has a pretty good ability to tune things out that don't matter. Not totally. Nobody has it totally. But he seems to be able to do that. And I always think, when you look at this league, you look at it and like, okay, teams that win, no team cruises every week. Even when the Patriots were winning with Brady, how many times did it come down to the last drive?
Yeah.
That's why I feel like if he gets the ball back, like if somebody scores too quickly and leaves time on the clock, I think the Eagles are going to go get a touchdown or at least get in field goal range. I just think he has that gene in him to do it.
Okay.
And I look at past just raw statistics. I just look at it like this situation, playoff game, last possession, I have complete faith.
Okay. So we underrate Jalen Hurts. Question number two and ask Al. Who is the most overrated band of all time? You are a lover of music. You see more concerts than anyone I know. You have eclectic tastes. You like different kinds of music. But there are those who are very popular. Of the most popular, who is the most overrated band of all time, according to Al Morgani?
I guess the easy answer is Nickelback, but I kind of think they're okay.
Well, why did you go Nickelback at first?
Because people make fun of them all the time.
I saw the documentary on Netflix.
Did you?
It's okay.
Yeah, that's a... I always ask for underrated, overrated.
Overrated.
It's hard to...
Underrated, everybody comes up with four or five that are underrated.
Yeah,
overrated's more difficult.
Overrated. It's got to be something that I don't like. Usually it's what I don't like.
I picture you hating a band like the Eagles.
Oh, I like the Eagles.
Okay.
Because I like I like Hotel California.
I have a 2A. Is Creed overrated?
No.
Hmm.
No. I see some of the heavy metal stuff is a little overrated to me because I just can't tell because of the sound.
Yeah.
So I don't actually know. Black Sabbath, I guess, would be...
You'd put them as overrated, huh?
Yeah, I'm not a big...
All those huge hits they had in the 70s?
I just tend to look at 1-4-5. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even... Not even just, nah, maybe there. But, I mean, they had big... I mean, I can't...
So is it Nickelback or Black Sabbath?
It's Black Sabbath, because I don't, yeah. But that's just me. I mean, I know people love them. I mean, you know, obviously some big hits.
Well, let's ask Al. It's ask everybody.
Yeah, that would be my choice, and that's not going to be popular.
All right. According to Al, Black Sabbath sucks.
I didn't say
question
that.
Question number three, the final question. Al, what's with all the drones in New Jersey?
Yeah, I apologize for that.
That's it? We're done?
Yeah, I guess a lot of people don't shut their blinds.
All right. That's been asked, Al. I don't even know where this is going to go from here. We're good. You got a problem or you need some advice?
Ask Al. Ask Al. He's got an answer. Skip Hindenburg on guitar. Ask
Denenberg.
Ask Denenberg. Ask Al.
Do you ever fly a drone?
No. I'm no interest in it.
It's fun.
I... what would I need to fly a drone for? It's like, I had paper gliders when I was a kid. That's enough. Grow up.
Have you thought about the possibility of them being aliens at all, Al?
No, they're not aliens. They're just rich people with toys.
Completely out of the question. No possibility of aliens.
There's no such thing as aliens.
From you of all people, I find that
there's
shocking.
There's no such thing as aliens.
You think we're completely alone here?
Yes.
Wow. And in the entire universe.
There is no such thing as aliens.
That's nuts.
It's not nuts. You would have seen them by now.
No,
we don't have
the ability to travel.
Al, we're still kind of primitive. You know that.
No, you're not primitive. It's like people, oh, you can talk to the dead. Well, anybody can. It's getting the dead to talk to you.
All right. You're not going to win the argument. So, all right. Let's get an update on our Twitter poll before we go back to the phone lines. Twitter poll question sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews. That's Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. With a little more than an hour of voting to go, who is Sunday most on? Kenny Pickett, Kellen Moore, or Vic Fangio? Remaining steady in first place with now 39% of the vote, Kellen Moore. Coming in second is Vic Fangio. Kenny Pickett, Al, he's down to 29%. They're taking this out of the hands of Kenny Pickett.
Amazing.
They're putting it all on the coordinators, primarily Kellen Moore. All right, well, I just retweeted it to move it to the top of the timeline. Please vote at John Johnson WIP. Who is Sunday most on? Kenny Pickett, Kellen Moore, or Vic Fangio? Let's go back to the phones. Chuck in Mount Airy's on WIP. How you doing, Chuck?
Double J.
How you been, Chuck?
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, all right?
Man? Hey, I'm good. Hey, Al, I don't get a chance to speak to y'all. How y'all? How was your holiday?
It was great. Nobody got hurt. It was awesome.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's good. Did anybody drink too much? Nobody drunk too much?
No, nobody's drank too much.
Yeah, I had a nice quiet holiday.
He didn't ask you, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I had both of you guys. I mean, I had my Christmas was festive, to say the least.
Festive, that's good.
That's all right. It's good.
Hey, listen, I got a snack, you know what I mean, for each host. Of the afternoon show, I want to get
Chuck. This is at the end of the phone call. I will ask you because I've been trying to figure out the perfect snack that would represent the personality of Ike Reese, Spike Eskin, and Jack Fritz. Because I'm filling in for them 3 days next week, and I want to find the perfect snack. So I'll definitely ask you.
Yeah. I got one for you.
All right. So Chuck, how you feeling about Sunday? Like, I know what a huge Jalen Hurts guy you are. Obviously, he's not playing. We got Kenny Pickett in. Are you worried about Pickett in this game?
Yeah, Kenny Pickett stinks, John. You know, that's just what it is. But listen, you only need him for one game, though. You know, this team, the defense is where it's at. Mm. You know, the defense is going to show up. This defense, I'm getting shirts made. The defense is called Demolition. Demolition Green.
Okay.
That's the name of this defense. I gave them a nickname.
All right.
And by the end of the season, they're going to live up to that nickname. They're going to win a Super Bowl, and this defense is phenomenal. I'm telling you, don't get it confused because last week was just a weird game. You know, everything was just going wrong. You know, our safety was out the game. There's a lot of stuff going on, man. This defense is still legit. Mm. The Cowboys are going to have a tough time scoring on this defense. But yeah, I'm not. This week is a lock in the bag. Trust me.
I hope so.
Don't worry about it, Double J. I'm telling you.
Listen,
now, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks. I'm telling you, that's the game to look forward to. I want to see the Commanders come back in here.
Yeah.
Because I want to beat them again.
They're still an outside chance that we end up with Green Bay or Atlanta or Tampa Bay, depending on what happens there. But I would love to face the Commanders and just run over them in the wild card game.
Yeah, because they got two ahead of themselves, man, that last game. So we got a lot, you know, to focus on in about 3 weeks.
Yeah,
and it gets real.
All right, how do you think this game's going to play out? Like, I'm not saying you don't think they're going to win, but you think it's going to be a tight game late into the fourth quarter, or you think the Eagles run away with it early?
I give you a score, Double J. How about this?
All right, what do you got?
The Eagles will win 27-13.
Mm.
Yeah,
I'd be perfectly fine with that.
Yeah, that's it. That's a comfortable victory on the back of Saquon. AJ have a big game because Kenny Pickett, you know, he'll be looking for him as a safety blanket.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm telling you, and like I said, the Cowboys have a hard time scoring. They can't run the ball. They have a running back.
Right.
They don't have a starting wide receiver. You know what I mean? You know, the quarterback stinks. You know, they're going to give up once they realize they don't have a chance in hell of winning here, and they're not playing for nothing. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's just going to, you know, be lucky to score 13 points. They might just score 10, but I say 27-13 just to make it interesting.
I'd be happy with any
real Sunday.
Okay. I'd be happy with Chuck, I'd be happy with any win. That means they could take off against the Giants and have that bye. So I'll take the win any way they can get it. All right, now I'd love to know.
That's all I want is that bye week.
Exactly.
And let me ask you this, Double J, right, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
If Saquon only needed 75 yards on Sunday against the Giants, or, you know, the following week,
yeah,
get that record, would you play the starters? Because you need the line. It's not just about playing Saquon.
I know.
You need the offensive line out there with him, too.
If that's what the number turns out to be, you know his teammates would do it if he asks. Like, it wouldn't even be a debate. The question is, Al, would you let if Saquon 75 yards away go into the final game of the season? What would you do?
I'd ask him if he wants to play. He might not want to play because he probably doesn't want to buy each lineman a car.
That's true. I would want to let Chuck. The idea that a Philadelphia Eagle would hold the all-time single-season record, it'd be too hard to pass up on because those opportunities never present themselves. And that Saquon jersey, like, let's say, for as great as Saquon is, we'll never get a season like this from him again. He's 28 years old. You know, every running back's, when it happens fast. His jersey instantly becomes a throwback forever because he's the all-time single-season rushing leader.
Well, yeah, that's you know, I would love to have it, you know, to go with the season, especially if they win a Super Bowl this year. It would really make it special.
That's right.
But, I mean, you know, it's one of those records you would love to have, especially off the line. So I'm thinking Nick Sirianni, he leads into stuff like this. I think they will play him. I really do.
Yeah, maybe they'll give him a they'll give him like a half or something to see what happens at in one half against the Giants. So what are these? If I do a snack next week, one to represent the personality of the three afternoon guys, what should I do?
Well, see, this one right here. I got three of them, right?
So
I'm gonna start with Ike first, right?
Okay.
Ike's a peanut chew. Okay?
Hmm.
And I'm going to tell you why Ike's a peanut chew, right?
All right, I'm listening.
He got a head like a peanut, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's not his personality. He's got a peanut head, right?
Oh, God. So, this is starting off horribly. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Jack, right? Jack is, he's a candy cake, a tasty cake candy cake. You know, the way he handled that phone call with A.J. Brown last year when he called then, that's a candy cake, you know what I mean? That's what he is.
Well, he'd be more like a turnover than a candy cake. But candy cakes are delightful. They have a hard outer shell and silky smooth peanut butter. He's none of that. He's more like a Sour Patch Kid. Like they start out like, oh, this guy's kind of sweet, and then it's like, ooh, God, sour.
Yeah, it was candy though. He was like, you know, he's like a candy. He scared AJ a little bit, so you know that's why I call him a candy cake. You
okay.
Know, and then you got Spike, right?
All right.
Spike is a coconut junior. He's a nut.
Jeez. See, for me, what Chuck, have a great weekend, man. I couldn't do the coconut junior. I'm not, as much as I love Tasty Cake products, I don't like coconut.
No.
So I would just, you know.
I don't care for coconut. I like chocolate. Just any, eat a little bit of, if it's really a lot of chocolate, I can deal with coconut. Chocolate covers everything up.
You gave me during the commercial break, and I have to do the research.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate from Sweden.
That's what I told you anyway. It's actually Swedish blue chew.
Well, we could have a problem in about 10 minutes. But it was really good, man.
Yeah, it is. It's actually Finnish chocolate. Kimmo Timonen brought it over. Finland, yeah. It's really good.
Mm.
Chocolate from, I put any kind of chocolate in the fridge or in the freezer.
In the freezer?
Yeah, I like chocolate. I like it really cold, frozen.
But
like,
sometimes it takes away from the flavor a little bit.
I don't care. They just put in it, it'll warm up again. But I mean, it's like I put Milky Way, everything in there.
You put a Milky Way in the freezer and then eat it?
Anything.
What are you doing to your teeth? It's like biting a piece of ice.
No, they're fake. Anything. I can do anything. I can scrape them down to blackboard. I don't feel anything. People hate the noise.
Ken and Cinnaminson's on WIP. How you doing, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Afternoon.
Called to talk about the Eagles, but just on Tasty Cake, because you're in my wheelhouse there.
Mm-hmm.
basically anything coconut, my father invented. Anything coconut, a tasty cake, my father invented.
Really?
Cool. Wait a minute. Really?
Yeah, he was a senior executive there, and he was on the board of directors for several years, many years. And it started out with the coconut custard pie.
Yeah.
And he won a clock radio in an internal company that he had in his bedroom for 30 years after he won that clock radio.
Oh, that's
but, yeah,
awesome.
He invented basically all of those coconut products. Not the new ones now, but when they were in Hunting Park Avenue, anything that was coconut, my father invented it.
I'm assuming in the pantry at home, whatever kitchen cabinet, it was always stocked. One of them had a ton of tasty cake in it at all times?
We got every Friday he would come home from work and he would have a package wrapped in brown paper with string tied around it. And we would crack it open and see what we had for the week. And we had tasty cake in our lunch every week.
That's very cool. That's awesome.
And it's not a candy cake. It's a tandy cake. If you've been around long enough, you know that.
Wait a minute. It's not a tasty cake candy. It's a tandy cake with a T?
It's a tandy cake. Originally, for the first 60 years that they were making them, they were candy cakes with a T. And then they changed it to candy cake at some point because they convinced themselves that people were too stupid to know what they were eating, which was wrong.
Well, either way, they're still delightful.
I still call them tandy takes.
Okay.
The answer to Chuck's question about 75 yards on Sunday against the Giants when they've locked into the two seed is obviously no, you don't play any of them. And it would be football malpractice to do so because you can't just play Saquon, like Chuck said. And it doesn't just mean the offensive line.
Yeah.
You've got to play the tight ends. You've got to play Jalen because Jalen is a key component of the running game, which we saw last week when we didn't have Jalen.
Sure.
And you can't do it. Like
let me jump in real quick because hold on a minute. Because, of course, you're right. However, something that Al and I were throwing around yesterday, like let's say the Eagles take care of business on Sunday. They win the division, they clinch the number two seed, and therefore the game against the Giants is treated like a preseason game, and then they prepare for whoever their wild card opponent's going to be. Al proposed that if Jalen Hurts, well, we know he's not playing on Sunday, do we really want him to sit 2 weeks before playing in a game again versus letting him get reps against the Giants?
No, the answer to that question is yes. Because you want to get, first of all, every one of the offensive linemen, the starting offensive linemen, has been nicked at some point this year.
Yeah.
So you've got to give those guys an opportunity to have 2 weeks off their feet. the rushing record is one of those nice to have, don't need to have. What you need to have is everybody healthy. And I'm right because you referenced to Brandon Lee Gatton that, with Jalen, you would see this game coming up Sunday as a rest the starters in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to sit him in the fourth quarter and you're serious about chasing a rushing record, why would you put him on the field the following Sunday for a game that means nothing?
Everything you are pointing out, all the correct facts. And I don't disagree, but there's this little voice in the back of my mind. Ken, I'm sure you remember, up until like the last 20 years in the NFL, last 15 years, it's become a pass-heavy league. And we're now seeing the renaissance of the running back return. Prior to this past 15 years, like it was all about, you knew the running backs as well as you knew the starting quarterbacks of each team. And when you would have a running back, it didn't have to be on your team, that would have an amazing season and close in on, say, 2,000 yards, it was a national story, and you were drawn to it as a football fan. Like, so in my mind, the single-season rushing record is like maybe the most prestigious record to have for a single season for an NFL player. Like, I see it as bigger than, like, the touchdown record for a quarterback. But wouldn't that be amazing for it to be held by an Eagle?
I don't care. What I want to be held by the Eagles is the Lombardi Trophy going down Broad Street in the second week of February. That's what I want to be held by the Eagles. Eric Dickerson, the year he set the single-season rushing record, the Rams were eliminated in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
When Dan Marino retired, he held so many passing records. The only thing that everybody remembers about Dan Marino, or the first thing they remember about Dan Marino, is that he never won a Super Bowl. He's like the greatest quarterback to never win a Super Bowl. So it's nice to have. You don't need to have. What you need to have is all five of those offensive linemen off of their feet for 2 weeks. Jalen Hurts with another week off so that his head is just that much clearer, and you're that much less at risk of a second concussion in the first round playoff game at home. I mean, it's football malpractice to put them out there to chase the single season record.
You're right, and I hate the fact that you're right.
You and everybody else.
Yeah, Ken, have a good weekend, man. He's right though, Al. Like if the Eagles wrap everything up against Dallas, you shouldn't play Jalen against New York.
Maybe I'd ask him if he wants to play at least a little,
He's going to say yes.
Because it's basically going to be 3 weeks without playing.
But we know how the concussions work. You get one, you're more susceptible to a second. But if you're going to be placed on the field a week, well, I guess technically it'd be 2 weeks if you had to play against the Giants from getting that concussion. I mean, that's so close. And if he sustains a hit and it causes something in a meaningless game, it's over, Al.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
But that risk is worth it to you.
Just to play. I might ask him, I said, do you want to play a little bit? I mean, I put a lot on players if they want to play a little bit.
What if Saquon's 75 yards away and says, I want it?
Well, you can't play him if you're not going to play your offensive line. So that's the decision you're going to have to come up with. You can't tell him, you couldn't say, I'll get some reps here. You can't sit everybody, but
the whole first team offense has to play.
Well, yeah, because you really are dumb if you put him in and you don't put the first team line in front
of
him.
Right? Yeah. It's a requisite.
If you've decided you're going to rest them, well, you have to rest him. You have to. I mean, that's just the way it is. I don't even know if you're going for the record with a running back. If you wanted to rest your offensive line, what's the point?
Well, it all depends what happens on Sunday. If Saquon gets within, say, 75 yards,
so now you
got to
play the line,
yards,
right?
You got what?
You got to play your line.
Oh yeah, if you have to play everyone.
So if you're worried about injury, it's not one person you're worried about. You're worried about however many people that you had planned on resting on that line.
Well, but the same thing applies because you want to play Jalen in Week 18 for
that's what
however
I said.
Long a time.
That's a decision you have to make. It's not a one person decision.
Yeah.
If you desperately think that line could use a breather, you can't put a guy in to chase a rushing record and take out those other people. So it's more than a single person. But if the quarterback really says, this rushing record, I was just joking, but you really probably are going to buy that line something major if you get. I mean, that's their record as anybody's, right?
Of course it is.
So they just got
golf carts. You see those golf carts?
Well, but if he sets the record.
$28,000 golf carts?
Well, if he sets the record, you have to buy him a golf course.
215-592-9494. Everybody on hold, starting with Mark and Pittman. Stay right there. I got your calls coming up. The 5 o'clock hour is ahead. Just because we're not the regular afternoon guys doesn't mean we're going to leave out the top 5 at 5. Justin's got that for you next. Stay right there. It's 454. All right, Al, I'd like to thank the WIP listeners and those who follow us on social media for providing a multitude of questions to which I narrowed them down to 3.
Okay.
I have one about sports.
Sports.
One about music. And one about topical news.
Topical news.
So I'll start with the sports.
I'm not good in that, but...
Al, do fans overrate or underrate Jalen Hurts?
Underrate.
Underrate?
Yes.
Because
he's a star quarterback. I told you, third downs, when difference-making plays, he makes a difference. That's how you should judge your quarterback.
Did you feel differently about him following a handful of performances this season where a lot of that was in doubt?
Yeah, when he was turning the ball over. He had a bad stretch of games. He turned the ball over. He can't turn the ball over.
Mm-hmm. And even when he didn't, when he was playing, he was much more safe with the ball. He played within their system.
Well, I mean, you got to look at it. He's had a lot of offensive coordinators. He's got a coach that, look, for him to have navigated this thing with the coach the way he has is impressive to me.
Yeah.
Because there was obviously something going on and what you're calling what's going on. And then to have navigated the thing with the wide receiver to keep that under control was pretty cool to me. And to have just, he has a pretty good ability to tune things out that don't matter. Not totally, nobody has it totally, but he seems to be able to do that. And I always think, like, when you look at this league, you look at it and like, okay, teams that win, no team cruises every week. even when the Patriots were winning with Brady, how many times did it come down to the last drive?
Yeah.
That's what you and that's why I feel like when you if he gets the ball back, like if somebody scores too quickly and leaves time on the clock, I think the Eagles are going to go get a touchdown or at least get in field goal range. I just think he has that gene in him to do it.
Okay.
And I look at past just raw statistics. I just look at it like this situation, playoff game, last possession, I have complete faith.
Okay. So we underrate Jalen Hurts. Question number two in Ask Al. Who is the most overrated band of all time? You are a lover of music. You see more concerts than anyone I know. You have eclectic tastes. You like different kinds of music. But there are those who are very popular. Of the most popular, who is the most overrated band of all time, according to Al Morgani?
I guess the easy answer is Nickelback, but I kind of think they're okay.
Well, why did you go Nickelback at first?
Because people make fun of them all the time.
I saw the documentary on Netflix.
Did you?
It's okay.
Yeah, that's a... I always ask for underrated, overrated.
Overrated.
It's hard to...
Underrated, everybody comes up with four or five that are underrated.
Yeah,
overrated's more difficult.
Overrated. It's got to be something that I don't like. Usually it's what I don't like.
I picture you hating a band like the Eagles.
Oh, I like the Eagles.
Okay.
Because I like their... I like Hotel California.
You know, I have a 2A. Is Creed overrated?
No.
Hmm.
No. I see some of the heavy metal stuff is a little overrated to me because I just can't tell because of the sound.
Yeah.
So I don't actually know. Black Sabbath, I guess, would be...
You'd put them as overrated, huh?
Yeah, I'm not a big...
All those huge hits they had in the 70s?
I just tend to look at 145. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even... Not even just, nah, maybe there. But I mean, they had big... I mean, I can't...
So is it Nickelback or Black Sabbath?
It's Black Sabbath, because I don't, yeah. But that's just me. I mean, I know people love them. I mean, you know, obviously some big hits.
Well, let's ask Al. It's ask everybody.
Yeah, that would be my choice, and that's not going to be popular.
All right. According to Al, Black Sabbath sucks.
I didn't say
question
that.
Question number three, the final question. Al, what's with all the drones in New Jersey?
Yeah, I apologize for that.
That's it? We're done?
Yeah, I guess a lot of people don't shut their blinds.
All right. That's been Ask Al. I don't even know where this is going to go from here. We're good. You got a problem or you need some advice? Ask Al.
Ask Al. He's got an answer. Skip Hindenburg on guitar.
Denenberg.
Ask Al.
Do you ever fly a drone?
No. I'm no interest in it.
It's fun.
What would I need to fly a drone for? It's like, I had paper gliders when I was a kid. That's enough. Grow up.
Right. Have you thought about the possibility of them being aliens at all, Al?
No, they're not aliens. They're just rich people with toys.
Completely out of the question. No possibility of aliens.
There's no such thing as aliens.
From you of all people, I find that
there's
shocking.
There's no such thing as aliens.
You think we're completely alone here?
Yes.
And you're not in the entire universe?
There is no such thing as aliens.
That's nuts.
It's not nuts. You would have seen them by now.
No,
we don't have the ability to travel.
Al, we're still kind of primitive. You know that.
No, you're not primitive. It's like people all you can talk to the dead. Well, anybody can. It's getting the dead to talk to you.
All right. You're not going to win the argument. So, all right. Let's get an update on our Twitter poll before we go back to the phone lines. Twitter poll question sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews. That's Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. With a little more than an hour of voting to go, who is Sunday most on? Kenny Pickett, Kellen Moore, or Vic Fangio? Remaining steady in first place with now 39% of the vote, Kellen Moore. Coming in second is Vic Fangio. Kenny Pickett, Al, he's down to 29%. They're taking this out of the hands of Kenny Pickett.
Amazing.
They're putting it all on the coordinators, primarily Kellen Moore. All right, well, I just retweeted it to move it to the top of the timeline. Please vote at John Johnson WIP. Who is Sunday most on? Kenny Pickett, Kellen Moore, or Vic Fangio? Let's go back to the phones. Chuck in Mount Airy on WIP. How you doing, Chuck?
Double J.
How you been, Chuck?
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, all right?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, Al, I don't get a chance to speak to y'all. How y'all? How was your holiday?
It was great. Nobody got hurt. It was awesome.
Well, that's good. That's good. Did anybody drink too much? Nobody drunk too much?
No, not big. No, nobody's drank too much.
Yeah, I had a nice quiet
holiday. Didn't ask
Chuck.
You, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I had both of you guys. I mean, I had my Christmas was festive, to say the least.
That's all right. It's good.
Hey, listen. I got a snack. You know what I mean, for each host of the afternoon show. I want to get at the end.
At the end of the phone call, I will ask you because I've been trying to figure out the perfect snack that would represent the personality of Ike Reese, Spike Eskin, and Jack Fritz, because I'm filling in for them 3 days next week, and I want to find the perfect snack. So I'll definitely ask you.
Yeah. I got one for you.
All right. So Chuck, how you feeling about Sunday? Like, I know what a huge Jalen Hurts guy you are. Obviously, he's not playing. We got Kenny Pickett in. Are you worried about Pickett in this game?
Yeah, Kenny Pickett stinks. John, you know, that's just what it is. But listen, you only need him for one game, though. You know, this team, the defense is where it's at. Mm. You know, the defense is going to show up. This defense, I'm getting shirts made. The defense is called Demolition. Demolition Green.
Okay.
That's the name of this defense. I gave them a nickname.
All right.
And by the end of the season, they're going to live up to that nickname. They're going to win a Super Bowl, and the defense is phenomenal. I'm telling you, don't get it confused, because last week was just a weird game. You know, everything was just going wrong. You know, our safety was out the game. There's a lot of stuff going on, man. This defense is still legit. Mm. The Cowboys have a tough time scoring on this defense. But yeah, I'm not. This week is a lock in the bag. Trust me.
I hope so.
Don't worry about it, Double J. I'm telling you.
Listen,
now, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
In 3 weeks. I'm telling you, that's the game to look forward to. I want to see the Commanders come back in here.
Yeah.
Because I want to beat them again.
They're still an outside chance that we end up with Green Bay or Atlanta or Tampa Bay, depending on what happens there. But I would love to face the Commanders and just run over them in the wild card game.
Yeah, because they got two ahead of themselves, man, that last game. So we got a lot, you know, to focus on in about 3 weeks.
Yeah,
and it gets real.
All right, how do you think this game's going to play out? Like, I'm not saying you don't think they're going to win, but you think it's going to be a tight game late into the fourth quarter, or you think the Eagles run away with it early?
I give you a score, Double J. How about this?
All right, what do you got?
The Eagles will win. The Eagles will win 27-13.
Mm.
Yeah,
I'd be perfectly fine with that.
Yeah, that's it. That's a comfortable victory on the back of Saquon. AJ will have a big game because Kenny Pickett, you know, he'll be looking for him as a safety blanket.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm telling you, and like I said, the Cowboys have a hard time scoring. They can't run the ball. They have a running back.
Right.
They don't have a starting wide receiver. You know what I mean? You know, the quarterback stinks. You know, they're going to give up once they realize they don't have a chance in hell of winning here, and they're not playing for nothing. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's just going to, you know, they'd be lucky to score 13 points. They might just score 10, but I say 27-13 just to make it interesting.
I'd be happy with any
real Sunday.
Okay. I'd be happy with Chuck, I'd be happy with any win. That means they could take off against the Giants and have that bye. So I'll take the win any way they can get it. All right. Now, I'd love to know.
That's all I want is that bye week.
Exactly.
And let me ask you this, Double J, right, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
If Saquon only needed 75 yards on Sunday against the Giants, or, you know, the following week,
yeah,
get that record, would you play the starters? Because you need the line. It's not just about playing Saquon.
I know.
You need the offensive line out there with each other.
If that's what the number turns out to be, you know his teammates would do it if he asks. Like, it wouldn't even be a debate. The question is, Al, would you let if Saquon's 75 yards away going into the final game of the season, what would you do?
I'd ask him if he wants to play. He might not want to play because he probably doesn't want to buy each lineman a car.
That's true. I would want to let Chuck, the idea that a Philadelphia Eagle would hold the all-time single-season record, it'd be too hard to pass up on because those opportunities never present themselves. And that Saquon jersey, like, let's say, for as great as Saquon is, we'll never get a season like this from him again. He's 28 years old. You know, every running back's, when it happens fast. His jersey instantly becomes a throwback forever because he's the all-time single-season rushing leader.
Well, yeah, that's that. Yeah, that you know, I would love to have it.
You know, to go with the suit, especially if they win a Super Bowl this year, would really make it special.
That's right.
But, I mean, you know, it's one of those records you would love to have, especially off the line. So I'm thinking Nick Sirianni, he leads into stuff like this. I think they will play him. I really do.
Yeah, maybe they'll give him a like a half or something to see what happens at in one half against the Giants. So what are these? If I do a snack next week, one to represent the personality of the three afternoon guys, what should I do?
Well, see, this one right here. I got three of them, right? So I'm gonna start with Ike first, right?
Okay.
Ike's a peanut chew, okay?
Hmm.
And I'm gonna tell you why Ike's a peanut chew, right?
All right, I'm listening.
He got a head. He got a head like a peanut. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's not his personality. He's got a peanut head, right?
Oh God! This is starting off horribly. Go ahead.
I'm gonna go with Jack, right? Jack is. See, what Jack is, right, he's a candy cake, a tasty cake candy cake. You know, the way he handled that phone call with A.J. Brown last year when he called in, that's a candy cake. You know what I mean? That's what he is.
Well, he'd be more like a turnover than a candy cake.
Yeah, but candy cake is like, you know, a candy act.
Because candy cakes are delightful. They have a hard outer shell and silky smooth peanut butter. He's none of that. He's more like a Sour Patch Kid. Like, they start out like, oh, this guy's kind of sweet. And then it's like, ooh, God, sour.
Yeah, it was candy, though. He was like, you know, he's like a candy. He scared of AJ a little bit. So, you know, that's why I call him a candy cake. You
okay.
know what I mean? And then you got Spike, right?
All right.
Spike is a coconut junior. He's a nut.
Jeez. See, for me, Chuck, have a great weekend, man. I couldn't do the coconut junior. I'm not as much as I love Tasty Cake products. I don't like coconut.
No,
so I would just, you know.
I don't care for coconut. I like chocolate. Just any a little bit of. If it's really a lot of chocolate, I can deal with coconut. Chocolate covers everything up.
You gave me during the commercial break, and I have to do the research. Chocolate from Sweden.
That's what I told you anyway. It's actually Swedish. Blue Chew.
Well, we could have a problem in about 10 minutes, but it was really good, man.
Yeah, it is. It's actually Finnish chocolate. Kimmo Timonen brought it over Finland. Yeah, it's really good.
Mm.
Chocolate from I put any kind of chocolate in the fridge or in the freezer.
In the freezer.
Yeah, I like chocolate. I like it really cold, frozen.
But
like,
sometimes it takes away from the flavor a little.
I don't care. They just put in it. It'll warm up again, but I mean, it's like I put Milky Way, everything in there.
You put a Milky Way
in
the freezer and then eat it?
I put anything.
What are you doing to your teeth? It's like biting in a piece of ice.
No, they're fake. Anything. I can do anything. I can scrape them down a blackboard. I don't feel anything. People hate the noise.
Ken and Cinnaminson's on WIP. How you doing, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you
doing? Hey. Afternoon.
Called to talk about the Eagles, but just on Tasty Cake, because you're in my wheelhouse there. Basically, anything coconut, my father invented. Anything coconut at Tasty Cake, my father invented.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, he was a senior executive there, and he was on the board of directors for several years, many years. And it started out with the coconut custard pie.
Yeah.
And he won a clock radio in an internal company that he had in his bedroom for 30 years after he won that clock radio.
Oh, that's
but yeah,
awesome.
He invented basically all of those coconut products.
So not
the new ones now, but when they were in Hunting Park Avenue, anything that was coconut, my father invented it.
I'm assuming in the pantry at home, whatever kitchen cabinet, it was always stocked. One of them had a ton of Tasty Cake in it at all times.
We got every Friday he would come home from work and he would have a package wrapped in brown paper with you know, string tied around it, and we would crack it open and see what we had for the week, and we had Tasty Cake in our lunch every week.
That's very cool. That's awesome.
And it's not a candy cake. It's a tandy cake. If you've been around long enough, you know that.
Wait a minute. It's not a Tasty Cake candy. It's a tandy cake with a T?
It's a tandy cake. Originally, for the first 60 years that they were making them, they were tandy cakes with a T. And then they changed it to candy cake at some point because they convinced themselves that people were too stupid to know what they were eating, which was wrong.
Well, either way, they're still delightful.
I still call them tandy cakes.
Okay.
The answer to Chuck's question about 75 yards on Sunday against the Giants when they've locked into the two seed is obviously no, you don't play any of them. And it would be football malpractice to do so. Because you can't just play Saquon, like Chuck said, and it doesn't just mean the offensive line.
Yeah.
You've got to play the tight ends. You've got to play Jalen, because Jalen is a key component of the running game, which we saw last week when we didn't have Jalen.
Sure.
And you just, you can't do it. Like you
now, but hold, let me jump in real quick, because maybe, oh, hold on a minute, because, of course, you're right. However, something that Al and I were throwing around yesterday, like let's say the Eagles take care of business on Sunday. They win the division, they clinch the number two seed, and therefore the game against the Giants is treated like a preseason game, and then they prepare for whoever their wild card opponent's going to be. Al proposed that if Jalen Hurts, well, we know he's not playing on Sunday, do we really want him to sit 2 weeks before playing in a game again versus letting him get reps against the Giants?
No, the answer to that question is yes. Because you want to get, first of all, every one of the offensive linemen, the starting offensive lineman, has been nicked at some point this year.
Yeah.
So you've got to give those guys an opportunity to have 2 weeks off their feet. the rushing record is one of those nice to have, don't need to have. What you need to have is everybody healthy. And you know I'm right, because you referenced to Brandon Lee Gatton that, you know, with Jalen, you would see this game coming up Sunday as a rest the starters in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to sit him in the fourth quarter and you're serious about chasing a rushing record, why would you put him on the field the following Sunday for a game that means nothing?
Do you, everything you are pointing out, all the correct facts. And I don't disagree, but there's this little voice in the back of my mind. Ken, I'm sure you remember, up until like the last 20 years in the NFL, last 15 years, it's become a pass-heavy league. And we're now seeing the renaissance of the running back return. Prior to this past 15 years, like it was all about, you knew the running backs as well as you knew the starting quarterbacks of each team. And when you would have a running back, it didn't have to be on your team, that would have an amazing season and close in on, say, 2,000 yards, it was a national story, and you were drawn to it as a football fan. Like, so in my mind, the single-season rushing record is like maybe the most prestigious record to have for a single season for an NFL player. Like, I see it as bigger than, like, the touchdown record for a quarterback. But wouldn't that be amazing for it to be held by an Eagle?
I don't care. What I want to be held by the Eagles is the Lombardi Trophy going down Broad Street in the second week of February. That's what I want to be held by the Eagles. Eric Dickerson, the year he set the single-season rushing record, the Rams were eliminated in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
When Dan Marino retired, he held so many passing records. The only thing that everybody remembers about Dan Marino, or the first thing they remember about Dan Marino, is that he never won a Super Bowl. He's like the greatest quarterback to never win a Super Bowl. So it's nice to have. You don't need to have. What you need to have is all five of those offensive linemen off of their feet for 2 weeks. Jalen Hurts with another week off so that his head is just that much clearer and you're that much less at risk of a second concussion in the first round playoff game at home. I mean, it's football malpractice to put them out there to chase the single season record.
You're right, and I hate the fact that you're right.
You and everybody else.
Yeah, Ken, have a good weekend, man. He's right though, Al. Like if the Eagles wrap everything up against Dallas, you shouldn't play Jalen against New York.
Maybe I'd ask him if he wants to play at least a little, just to.
Well, he's going to say yes.
Because it's basically going to be 3 weeks without playing.
But we know how the concussions work. You get one, you're more susceptible to a second. But if you're going to be placed on the field a week, well, I guess technically it would be 2 weeks if you had to play against the Giants from getting that concussion. I mean, that's so close. And if he sustains a hit and it causes something in a meaningless game, it's over, Al.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
but that risk is worth it to you.
Just to play. I might ask him. I said, do you want to play a little bit? I mean, I put a lot on players if they want to play a little bit.
What if Saquon's 75 yards away and says, I want it?
Well, you can't play him if you're not going to play your offensive line. So that's the decision you're going to have to come up with. You can't tell him. You couldn't say, I'll get some reps here. You can't sit everybody. But
the whole first-team offense has to play.
Well, yeah, because then you really are dumb if you put him in and you don't put the first team line in front
of
them. Right.
It's a requisite.
If you've decided you're going to rest them, well, you have to rest him. You have to. That's just the way it is. I don't even know if you're going for the record with a running back. If you wanted to rest your offensive line, what's the point?
Well, it all depends what happens on Sunday. If Saquon gets within, say, 75 yards,
so now
or
you gotta play
100
the line,
yards,
right?
You got what?
You got to play your line.
Oh, yeah. If you're Saquon, so if you have to play everyone.
So if you're worried about injury, it's not one person you're worried about. You're worried about however many people that you had planned on resting on that line.
Well, but the same thing applies because you want to play Jalen in Week 18 for
that's what
however
I said.
Long a time.
That's a decision you have to make. It's not a one-person decision.
Yeah.
If you desperately think that line could use a breather, you can't put a guy in to chase a rushing record and take out those other people. So it's more than a single person. But if the quarterback really says, yeah, well, in the line might, you know, this rushing record, I was just joking, but you really probably are going to buy that line something to make sure if you get. I mean, that's as much their record as anybody's, right?
Of course it is.
So are you gonna
they just got golf carts. You see those golf carts?
Yeah, but if he sets the record.
$28,000 golf carts?
Well, if he sets the record, you have to buy him a golf course.
215-592-9494. Everybody on hold, starting with Mark and Pittman. Stay right there. I got your calls coming up. The 5 o'clock hour is ahead. Just because we're not the regular afternoon guys doesn't mean we're going to leave out the top 5 at 5. Justin's got that for you next. Stay right there. It's 454.